So why do you have this wonderful scripture for our learning? Because, verily I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you that your joy may be what? He meant for his believers to have joy to the lot. Full. And joy, people, is an inside job. Joy is a spiritual thing on the inside. Happiness is on the outside. A person can have happiness because of the material abundance with which he is blessed or surrounded, but he does not of necessity have joy because he's got it. Understand? Joy is an inside job. It's spiritual. And these things are given of us of God that we can ask for so that we may have what? Joy. Remember that song, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart? That's a tremendous thing. The next record is in the first epistle of John. First John. The first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive. The word receive again is lambano of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive because we keep his what? And the keeping of the commandments is not the Ten Commandments he's talking about. Verse 22 says that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. There is the command, right? To believe on the name of Jesus Christ is to believe everything he represents. He was born again. He raised again from the dead. So we do what it says in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe God raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be what? Saved. Sure. And this is the commandment. Whatsoever we ask of him, if we're saved, filled with the power of God, we know that these commandments, the things that we ask of him, that we have these things, because we do those things which are pleasing in his sight. I did not check this with Reverend Chamberlain before the service tonight, but I am confident that the original text of this 22nd verse has to read, because we keep his commandments and do those things and have done, will have to be the text, those things which are pleasing in his sight. Well, what is pleasing in his sight? Getting saved. That's what he's talking about, sure. Believing, getting saved, and then walking in the light as he is what? Because if you have not done this, you're out of alignment and harmony, out of fellowship. And when we're out of fellowship with him, we can't get our prayers answered. And if you're going to get this kind of an answer, whatsoever you ask, you're already lambanoing it. Because we keep his commandments, we must have him and practice the presence of God in our life. The ninth blank check is in the fifth chapter of 1 John. The fifth chapter of 1 John, and in verse 14. And this is the confidence. The word confidence is the word certainty. The word guarantee, the surety, that's the word confidence. It comes from the same word the word certify comes from. And remember in my classes, I talked to the women for a moment, and I asked them, if you make jelly, what do you put in jelly to make a gel? And somebody usually says, certo. And certo is what makes things gel. It certifies, it guarantees, it puts it together. And this is the confidence, the certainty that we have in him, that if we ask anything, anything according to his what? Class, how can you know the will of God? That's the only way. Otherwise, you'll always go by what men or women think, or by what some denomination says or doesn't think. You can't go by anything less than God's word. And just because a man holds up the book and says the word says so, doesn't mean it says it at all. It may say it, but he may wrongly divide it, then it still doesn't say it to you and to me. And the first thing you have to know is that the scriptures are of no private what? Interpretation. And secondly, to whom is it written? Boy, when I get a letter that's got $1,000 check in it, I want to be sure I know to whom it's addressed. But it might be addressed to someone else, and then I couldn't cash it. You get a letter from your boyfriend, you want to know which boyfriend it's from, don't you? Or something. To whom is it written? That's what you're concerned about. Hey, this is a tremendous truth in here. Again, look at it. This is a confidence. If we ask anything according to His will, and you can only know His will by knowing His what? He heareth us. He heareth us. Well, that's the confidence. That's the certainty. That's the guarantee we've got. Well, then if we know God's word, we know His what? Will. So we ask within that environment, within the confines of that will, He always has to do what? Hear us. For His word is faithful. What He has promised, He's not only all willing, but He's also able to do. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, bless your heart. Just thrills my old soul. You know, it says in verse 12, he that hath the Son hath what? Sure. And in verse 13 he says, because of this, these things have I written unto you who believe on the name of the Son of God. And if you believe on the name of the Son of God, this I've written unto you that you may what? Know, not question, not doubt. Not be uncertain about, but that you may know, capital K, capital N, capital O, capital W. Know without a shadow of a doubt. To absolutely be certain thereof. To have absolute confidence and assurance that you may know that you have what? Eternal life. That you've got it now. Most people don't even know that. They just hope someday, sometime, somehow, somewhere, if they're good enough, they may make it. Well, boy, that's too late to find out. I want to know when I take my check in, I get my money then. And if they're going to say, well, I'll pay you in the by and by, in the sweet by and by, somehow, sometime, somewhere, I wouldn't. Oh, would you? Well, what about our eternal salvation? What about heaven, which is our home? What about it? We have to know now that we're going to be there. And that's why he said he gave us this wonderful truth. These things have I written that you may know, not question, not doubt, but that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And in the 15th verse, of this tremendous chapter is the 10th blank check in the Word of God. And if we know, beyond a shadow of doubt, that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired. Asked is the word. Demanded of us. Him. Isn't that terrific? Wonderful. We know that we have eternal life. And if we know this, then we know that when we pray, He will what? Hear us. And if He's going to hear us and we're praying within the will of God, which we have acquired from His Word, knowing His Word, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of Him, even then. This is why it's never a question going to God and say, God, will you please give me this? Will you please? He has told us what He's made available. So we walk up to God's window and we say, God, I thank You. I thank You for making it available. I thank You. Prayer is basically not a request. Prayer is thanksgiving. And whatsoever you ask for, that comes according to His will. In the back of this wonderful mountaintop checkbook is another one of these homespun poems, you know, that I picked up. And this one happens to be entitled, God's Bank Ain't Busted Yet. Listen to this. The bank had closed, this goes back a few years. It could happen again, because we're spending ourselves rich, you know. The bank had closed. My earthly store had vanished from my hand. I felt that there was no sadder one than I in all the land. My washerwoman, too, had lost her little mite with mine. And she was singing as she hung the clothes upon the line. How can you be so gay, I asked. You're lost, don't you regret? Yes, ma'am. But what's the use to fret? God's bank ain't busted yet. I felt my burden lighter grow, her faith I seemed to share. In prayer I went to God's great throne and laid my troubles there. The sun burst forth from behind the clouds in golden splendor set. I thank God for her simple words, God's bank ain't busted yet. And now I dare draw rich dividends, more than my hands can hold, of faith and love and hope and trust and peace of mind untold. I thank the giver of it all, but still I can't forget my washerwoman's simple words, God's bank ain't busted yet. O weary ones upon life's road, when everything seems drear and losses loom on every hand and skies seem not too clear, throw back your shoulders, lift your head and cease to chafe and fret. Your dividends will be declared, for God's bank ain't busted yet. Isn't that wonderful? For His word is sure and eternal, and God has promised in His word, and what He's promised, He's not only able, but He's willing to perform. I thank God for these tremendous blank checks in the word of God. And may they be a blessing not only to your heart, but the hearts of our radio audience who have listened to this service tonight.